Good afternoon, and welcome to the conference call of HSH-Nordbank AG. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Jan-Alexander Huber, the moderator of this conference call.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you all on our conference call regarding the semi-annual results. Constantin von Oesterreich, our CFO, will guide you through the presentation that has been published on the internet last Friday. And afterwards, we will certainly be ready to answer all your questions. So, Constantin, may I hand over to you now?
Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon to you. Let me go to the third page, which key financial figures of our firm at a glance. Figures are driven by two very negative effects. First of all, the migration of risks in the first half of this year, namely of the shipping industry, and secondly, by the appreciation of the US dollar against the euro, which was 20%. It hit us badly. Why? Because a large part of our book is financed in US dollars and drives up the balance sheet totals, namely the shipping business, which is kind of conclusively dollar financed. The reduction in net interest and commission income, which is quite substantial, reflects the corresponding reduction of our exposure at default and reduced commission income, as we don't have that much restructuring as we had last year. This year, and with the new business being okay to good, but not showing the figures yet, which we are expecting. That means that the net tax income, net income after taxes, is a profitable, okay, profitable 70 million, given the situation we are in. Total assets reflected by the appreciation of the US dollar and investment in liquidity and so on increased to 138 billion. The Tier 1 capital ratio reduced to 12.7% from 13.8% in the first year of 2011. We had employees reduction as scheduled, as planned. And let me come to page 4, the new business, which is well above previous year. And shows a good success in our establishing of our new business model. It's also reflected on the next page, number 5, which shows the individual some individual deals we concluded in the first half of this year. It shows the broad spectrum of the business we are in and the concentration on our lead markets, specifically the north of Germany. Page 6 shows the net interest income, which of course, as I mentioned before, is a bit of a depressed figure due to, as I said, the average lending volume having reduced over the period and the write-down of non-strategic portfolios and the sale of equity stakes also contributed considerably less to the net interest income. The provision income, the commission income, as already addressed, is lower in light of less restructurings we had the first half of this year compared to last, and the not yet so substantial new business volume. Page 7 shows you the valuation losses we had. The main point here is, as I mentioned, a substantial part of our business is in US dollars and refinanced via basis swaps. And the development of basis swaps on the right side of the scale, which is, I would say, like a roller coaster, impacts us very substantially. The P&L also netted against equity, the position neutral, as respective reserves have been made. Also, obviously, a designated fair value adjustments both on the asset and liability side had a great impact, namely on our own papers, structured papers, and on the asset side, so on the sovereign papers we are carrying on our book. Going to page 8, financial investments, very positive figure. We are required by the EU to divest our non-strategic assets, which allowed us to have a special gain of some 130 million on just two transactions the first half. That came in handily, especially in light of the negative trading results. Page 9 shows the effect of our second loss guarantee, which actually does what it shall do, covers our equity and our P&L against risks. We have, in light of our conservative provisioning policy, made some 457 million euros in risk provisioning in the first half. You can see that 346 of it goes against the second loss guarantee, was a balance debiting our profit and loss account. Here, we wish to say that it is important to realize that only 233 million have yet been charged, physically charged, to the first loss piece of 3.2 billion, so that there's room of another 3 billion, roughly 3 billion euros before we will ever touch the second loss guarantee physically. Page 10 shows that we had less expenses to guarantee. We repaid our last SOFIN tranche of 3 billion on the 23rd of July this year. So our overall costs for guarantees have reduced quite substantially over the period. I mentioned also before that in order to have sufficient liquidity, we are required, as it stands, to maintain substantial balances with the ECB, which gave us no interest income and so on and so on, which has a major impact on our interest margin, which is clear, and so on. So that means in order to achieve what we have to achieve, we have issued two Pfandbriefe to mortgage-backed securities, 500 million euro each, this 4 and 5 years maturities. We have continued to have broad access to savings banks funding, particularly retail throughout Germany. And we have over-exceeded the volumes we have to get in the first half of this year, so that we are very well on the way to achieve our overall targets as envisaged, which is very important given the difficult situation we are in. So overall, we feel currently pretty comfortable with the liquidity which we are holding currently to protect us against the risks, the market risks we are currently having. Next page, 12, cost page has been down, especially when considering the consolidation of 44 corporates we had end of last year. So we are here fully on target. Just for administrative expenses, we are down 22 million against the consolidation factors. Same refers to the reduction in staff, personnel reduction. Here we are very well on the way to what we have to achieve. Please allow me on page 13 to go to the summary of the group income statement. These figures here have already been elaborated to before, so nothing for me to say in addition. Page 15. Our capital ratios. As mentioned before, the appreciation of the US dollar by 20% against the euro, the negative risk migration of our book, namely shipping, but also real estate in certain areas and corporates in non-Germany had a pretty negative impact on us as industry-wide, I would say, which means that as a result, we have now a Tier 1 capital ratio of 13, 12.7%, and a common equity ratio, which means without hybrid capital, of 10%. This correlates with 13.8 and 10.3% at the end of last year. The outlook on page 16 shows what we are against. It's a weakening economy, growth, a part recession, and other parts of the world not being as dynamic as they were before, continuing austerity measures, increasing unemployment, and so on, lower trade figures, economic trends in Germany are visibly better than in the rest of Europe. However, this doesn't make up for the other negative points, so the economic environment is a cold wind on our nose, to put it this way. Shipping markets on top of it, we don't expect markets to come back before 12 to 18 months. There's a lasting pressure on ship prices, freight rates, time charters. Also higher oil prices are making it difficult for ship owners and operators to make money in these days. Slow recovery of the shipping industry is not expected by us before the end of 2013, as addressed. Also, financial markets in general and the banking industry is not really, a positive outlook. The euro debt crisis continues. We continue to have the US dollar euro volatility. Capital markets are pretty volatile. The low interest margin environment is also not very helpful for us. Also, some easing is expected. Regulatory environment, again, continues to be difficult and uncertain. So, when you come to page 17, what do we have to do? We have to focus on a proactive management of balance sheet total and risk-weighted assets, obviously examine further measures to curb the effects of the crisis, intensify portfolio management, and of loan business, in particular, the restructuring of the shipping industry, which is our biggest headache, and also real estate. Further to diversify our funding base, which is a major focus in order to make us more independent of individual supporters, and limit the impact of uncertainties to face our net on our net results. This is, of course, the most important situation we have to tackle, the implied volatility of the market and the uncertainties overall, especially regulatory environment, and last but not least, as all mentioned on various situation here, the development in the EU and, of course, the shipping industry. Thank you very much. Indeed. We are open for question now.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. The operator will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. For questions, please press star 1. We do now have a question from Mr. Sumya Sarkar from Nomura. May we have your question, please?
Hi, thanks for taking the question. I was looking for some more color on the net interest income. Particularly looks like a sharp drop, particularly on a Q-o-Q basis in the core bank particularly. What's your guidance going ahead, if any? Thanks.
Yeah, you address a very valid point. The reduction in net interest income, and as I mentioned before, is driven by various sources. One source is the reduction of interest-bearing receivables, in other words, exposure at default, which was reduced, especially in the restructuring unit, in line with the requirements of the EU. You will say, okay, but how come the interest total will increase? I can tell you why. A substantial part of our exposure at default is US dollar dominated, and here we have an increase of 20% of dollar against the euro in the first half. And last but not least, in light of the imponderabilities of the markets, we have increased our liquidity cushion for the bank quite substantially, which gives us a negative, a very substantial, ever more negative carry, because of the balance sheet we are carrying cash in the ECB, we get zero, and the investments in high investment grade and sovereign bonds have a very little interest income too. So the combination of things, the reduction of exposure at default, the appreciation of the US dollar, the high cost of maintaining liquidity and in combination, plus an extra effect of last year where we have still substantial interest income from investments, leads to this picture. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, thanks. Looking forward, you'd expect sort of the same trend to continue or like stabilize at current levels?
Well, okay, that's a put it this way. It's kind of difficult to directly compare the first half of 2011 to 2012 because we're in a very different environment. First of all I would say all important or economically important participations we had to sell under EU rules are sold, so this business goes away. Secondly, we can't judge where the US dollar will be going, but we hope that the impact of this situation will limit, so that we will show balance sheet reduction going forward. And certainly, we do have increased business volume in our core bank. However, that is in line with markets not developing as fast as we would appreciate. However, it does, and the effect of the business booked always comes obviously in a deferral. So we do expect this position to develop more favorably in the future as in the past, i.e. that we will make more money out of our core business in order to compensate to the strains we have in other parts.
Thank you.
We do not have any further questions. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. We do now have a question from Michael Toya from Stonehill Capital. May we have your question, please?
Hi, just to follow up on the net interest margin question, it looks to me like the NIM in your core bank dropped over 50% from the first quarter. Could you provide a little bit more detail on what caused that?
You said that the second quarter dropped by half to the first quarter. I'm not quite sure whether I get you. That's the question you asked?
Yes, that is.
Well, I have difficulties to reconcile this. It's actually a bit at a loss here. I would say it's actually not the case, but maybe there's a situation where it arises to you. Can you give me a bit more specific where you're alluding to in the figure works?
Yeah, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but when I looked at the presentation from the first quarter and the second quarter, and I subtract one from the other, it looked to me like the net interest margin in the core bank for the second quarter dropped significantly.
No, that's definitely not the case. Actually, the net interest margin in the core bank in the second quarter actually increased, not very substantially, but it increased. I'm not quite sure. Maybe we have to take this thing offline because I'm really not sure where you're coming from.
Okay, let's take it offline. I'll follow up tomorrow then.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have no questions at the moment. We do not have any more questions.
Okay, then in case we do not have any more questions, I will thank you all and say goodbye and have a nice afternoon. Thanks very much.
We want to thank Mr. Huber and all the participants of this conference. Goodbye.